You're listening to From the Bottom to the Top, the show about how to bring your business to the top in sales, productivity, and profits. Coming to you from the Malden Group Studio, here's your host, Ms. Bonnie Rainmaker Malden.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to today. You made it. And I am glad to be here with you to give you another awesome business spotlight. Today I have Elaine Taylor Cross, and she is the CEO of ImpactParents.com, which was founded in 2011 because the support she needed as a parent wasn't there when her three complex kids were young. Elaine co-created the Sanity School Behavior Therapy Training Program to support parents of complex kids and has authored Parenting ADHD Now and The Essential Guide to Raising Complex Kids with ADHD, Anxiety, and More. Impact Parents provides training, coaching, and support worldwide, empowering parents to guide their children, teens, and young adults to become independent and successful so they can enjoy the wild ride of parenting in the process. So here to talk about support for parents of complex kids, Elaine Taylor Cross. Welcome to the show, Elaine.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's great to be here.
Let me give you a little applause here. Happy to have you. Oh, my goodness. It's so great what you created, this community. How did it get started?
Well, you know, as I think, I often say that motherhood is the necessity of invention. And I was a mom of three complex, at that time, kids. And there was all the support available for my kids, and there was nothing available for me. And I felt like I was drowning, and I didn't know how to help them. And, you know, there was all kinds of stuff to, quote, fix them, and there was nothing to really empower them to be these amazing adults. I knew they had the capacity to be. And so I had this kind of fill a need philosophy, and I saw this huge need. So I started doing, went back to school. I got training as a coach, certified as a coach, because I discovered that coaching was a really, really helpful, empowering way for me to be with my kids. And when I became a coach, I became a much better parent. And it wasn't rocket science. I realized it was something I could teach to other parents. And so I just wanted to support parents. I felt like what I had gone through in those first 10 years with them was so stressful, and it didn't have to be so stressful. And then at some point in that journey, I went and I also had myself evaluated, because all my kids had neurological issues, ADHD, anxiety, depression, learning disabilities. And so I had myself evaluated and discovered that I also had undiagnosed learning and attention issues, which is pretty common. And I needed support too. And so when I started doing this work, when I got coaching and things got so much better, I knew that other parents needed the support. I didn't want other kids to grow up the way my kids had. And I didn't want other people to grow up the way I had when I was a kid, not knowing what was going on. So I started Impact, what was then at the time, it was originally Impact ADHD, and then it kind of morphed into Impact Parents as we became clear that it was never just about ADHD. There's so many complex issues that our kids are dealing with that we as parents really want to learn to support them through and to manage.
Yeah, that was my next question. Why do you say complex kids versus any other terminology we're used to hearing, like special needs?
Because, you know, when you go by the diagnosis or special needs or something, that when you're looking at what's wrong, and these kids have just this amazing capacity. They're usually bright and capable, and there's just so much that they can do. And so what I love about coaching, and what I love about this term complex kids, is that it empowers us to see what they can do, not what they can't do. And to really focus on what's working, and to help them play to their strengths and build into their potential, instead of that old school medical model that says these kids are broken and we need to fix them. There's nothing broken about them. Everybody's got challenges. Everybody struggles with things. Everybody's got their thing, their weight, their challenge. And this happens to be ours. And sometimes it's a diagnosis. Sometimes it's just, you know, a pandemic. Sometimes it's trauma or separation issues, or there are all kinds of things that make kids complicated or complex to raise. And as parents, there's a way to be with that that is standing, accepting, and empowering that really can guide our kids to be amazing adults. I used to say to my kids all the time, you're going to be amazing adults. We just got to get you there. And what I do is I help parents figure out how to help their kids get there and stay in relationship in the process. Because all too often, when parents get frustrated, they start freaking out. Kids get frustrated, they start freaking out. And you end up with this conflict and this disconnection when what we need most is to connect with each other and collaborate with each other. So this is really a collaborative problem-solving kind of modality or method is what we call the coach approach to parenting. And that's what we do.
Tell us about the Sanity School.
So Sanity School came about because we've been doing group coaching for about 5 or 6 years and private coaching. And what we learned was that our clients were getting a lot out of it, but there was more. We were spending a lot of time teaching them foundational concepts that they needed to be able to get more out of coaching. And so we created Sanity School as a way to kind of teach the foundations of the coach approach so that when they got into group coaching, we could really make some more progress with them on the coaching. Then what we discovered after we created Sanity School, and so it's a 6-class course, it's all on demand, but it was delivered live, so it's interactive and there are exercises, so it feels very engaging. And then when people get it, it also comes with 3 months of support, so twice a month they can get on a call with me or Diane in a group and ask questions. And so there's a lot of support that comes with it. There's a community. But what we learned after we created it is the number one recommended treatment for kids with ADHD, anxiety, executive function challenges, is for their parents to get something called behavior therapy. And when I started looking into it, it turns out behavior therapy doesn't mean put your kid in therapy, which is what most doctors think and most parents think. Behavior therapy actually means training for the parent. And then we discovered that what we had created with Sanity School met all the criteria for the recommended treatment for these kids. And we didn't even know it. We just created it because it's what we knew we needed as parents. And so recommended treatment means we teach parents how to shift their expectations, how to understand what's really going on with their kids, how to put systems in place that really works for them. We do it in an environment where they get feedback and they can work with somebody and try something and practice it and come back and learn how to tweak it. We make sure they're part of a community so they can connect with other parents and not feel so alone and isolated. And all of these things are part of what's recommended as treatment and behavior therapy training. And that's what Sanity School is. So I believe that every parent on the planet should have Sanity School. I wish I had had it when my kids were little. And then when I wrote The Essential Guide to Raising Complex Kids, that was written as a companion guide to go with Sanity School. So you can read it independently. And P.S., my eldest child is the one who voices the book, which is kind of cool if you like audiobooks. Or you can use it as a companion to Sanity School.
Elaine, how has the pandemic impacted your business?
You know, this is a hard thing to say out loud, but for us, it's been amazing for business, but that's a sad reality, right? So the sad part is that, you know, parents have been in crisis for the last couple of years, or at least they feel like they are. It's been super, super stressful. On the other hand, being a parenting coach in the middle of a global pandemic whose entire business is already online, it was kind of good for us. Like, we were poised and ready when the pandemic hit. It was like, welcome to my world. We've got you. We can do this. We can support you right away. Literally the first month of the pandemic, we were holding a summit on digital parenting right when the pandemic hit.
So you were poised and ready. Very good. Good for business. On the other side of it, what did you see the parents and the children, you know, come to you with? What kind of issues and problems and solutions were they seeking after the pandemic hit?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, we all know it was like trying to figure out life-work balance. How do we go to work and educate our kids and all of the issues that came up? In my community, what was really a positive impact, there were a lot of challenges, of course, but there were some positive things too. So one of the things is that when parents had their kids at home and were watching what was going on with school, they began to see what their kids were really struggling with in a way that they only had heard about it, but they didn't really understand. So a lot of parents were either able to understand the real issues that their kids were going through, or they were able to identify challenges that they didn't know existed. So that was a real benefit. The other thing I saw is that a lot of kids who have social anxiety, when you took away the school environment, they started thriving in school in a way that they never had before. Now, not all kids, a lot of kids did not do as well with virtual learning. So, you know, there was flip sides to it. But there were some, you know, parents and kids began to see each other and understand each other differently. The other thing I think is that kids were able to see that their parents have other stuff, that they're not, it's not all about them. And that there was this need to juggle all these different responsibilities and to understand prioritization a little bit differently. So I think there have been some interesting benefits. It's definitely been hard, and I wouldn't choose it. But I'm also all about let's look for what there is to learn from it, what's the growth from it. And we learned a lot about, parents learned a lot about how their kids function and think and process information.
And your Sanity School is a support system for these parents, right? It gives them a sense of community so they don't feel like they're alone.
Exactly. It gives them a way to connect with other parents and support from a professional, coaches, and training that they then have forever so they can come back. I have some people who do it every year because it's always available to them to kind of reinforce the learning of, because it's concepts and skills and tools and strategies, but it's really about how do I communicate with my kid in a way so our relationship's strong and fosters their independence and helps them grow into an independent human being who understands themselves. I often say I think that the bulk of my work is about helping parents understand their kids well enough so that they can help their kids understand themselves well enough so that they can then learn to manage themselves. And that's the goal. Our goal is to work ourselves out of a job as parents. But it's a process. You can't just hold the kids accountable to the end goal. We have to help them along the way.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about business and what challenges you've been able to overcome in your business and some of the things that you've known to work well in your business to help it grow.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into that when we come back from our commercial break.
You're listening to From the Bottom to the Top from the Malden Group Studio. We'll be right back after this break.
I really can't thank the Malden Group enough and your entire team for everything that you've done for us.
The biggest thing about working with the Malden Group is the number of things they took off of my plate. The marketing and website and everything, search engine optimization, not only did they take it off my plate, but they took it up several notches to a point that I would never have been able to do myself.
The Malden Group's been great as far as the website, as far as our marketing, advertising, paperclips, Facebook, all of it.
And as we move forward, we get a lot more response to our website. We have a lot more phone calls coming in.
We feel very thankful to have such a Top Gun team on our side.
I don't know where we would be today if it wasn't for the expertise that you, Bonnie, and your team at the Malden Group have been able to offer to our school.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. I definitely think of you as one of our trusted partners, and we really appreciate all the support that you continue to give to us. And we look forward to growing together with you guys.
Is your digital marketing feeling a bit too cookie cutter? Are you not gaining the qualified leads that produce the right customers you need? The Malden Group is Atlanta's premier marketing agency, delivering customized digital marketing programs for any budget. Don't trust something as crucial as your digital marketing to someone who lacks a unique approach. Call us now at 678-846-2306 or visit us at themaldengroup.com. Let us take your business to the top.
All right. We are back with Elaine Taylor-Claus, founder and CEO of Impact Parents. Elaine, thank you so much for being on the show. You are a pioneer in this industry, and you are helping parents all over the country and internationally to have support and help and training with their complex kids. Elaine, what are some of the challenges that you've had to overcome in your business, and what did you do to overcome those challenges?
Well, the first challenge I think I had to overcome was that I had no experience in business. And and I never really saw myself as a business person. You know, I'm a coach. And so it took me a while to really get my head around the fact that I'm an entrepreneur. And that means that there's a lot of different hats I have to wear. And so I had to step into it as a business owner, not just as a practitioner, right? And so that took a little bit of a time and effort. And I think there are two things I think I did most effectively to do that. Three, actually. One was, because I started on my own before Impact Parents, I had my own coaching business. And so the first was I hired help. Even before I was really making any money, I hired a bookkeeper, I hired someone to do some assistance for me. So I played to my strengths and I outsourced my challenge areas. And I know people often wait to hire help until they're established, but what helped me get established was that I had somebody else to help me, that I wasn't trying to do it all on my own, because I do have my own ADHD and some of the executive function stuff is difficult for me. So I got help early. And then that grew over time, of course. And then I found a fabulous business partner, and we kind of lucked into it with each other and not maybe sourced each other, but we were I've had the same business partner now for 11, 12 years, and we're a good match to each other. She is more operations and organized, and I am more vision and ideas and CEO, and she's COO. And so having a partner that I could really collaborate with and work with and trade off with and think through things with has been really, really powerful. And whether that's a business partner or an advisory board or, you know, friends who agree, because there are certainly a number of friends along the way who would consult with me, but really asking for input and talking to other people, I think is very powerful. And then the third thing is that we didn't shy away from hiring help. You know, we didn't shy away from hiring administrative assistants, virtual assistants. We're a virtual company, so everybody who works for us, we have people in Canada and the U.S., all over the place, with coaches all over the world, and we do it virtually, but we ask for the help we need. Even though she's got a marketing background, we hired marketing consultants and strategists. We didn't prevent ourselves from spending the money to build the business we were trying to build. And that doesn't mean that you spend all the money you don't have, but, you know, there is some point where you got to spend some money to make some money. We were never, this business was not designed to be a big money-making business, as you can imagine. It's a passion project. But we really wanted it to be sustainable, right? We see ourselves as a private sector business for the public good. So we're not a nonprofit, because I didn't want to spend my life raising money. And so I wanted to be able to use fee-based services to pay for all the free stuff we provide. And about 90% of what we generate and deliver to the world is free, and then a very small percentage of people pay us for programs like Sanity School and our group coaching program, Parent Success System, and books or whatever. Private coaching is probably the biggest resource. And we use that to pay for everything else, because that's our value, and we wanted to make this as affordable and accessible as possible because we knew it was effective. But to do that, we had to commit to the resources that it takes to build a business.
So what's the best way to get engaged with the free service and the paid services?
So the best way is to start with the community, right? Join in. We have a free gift for your listeners. If they go to impactparents.com/Bonnie, we thought that would be easy to remember, impactparents.com/Bonnie, they can download a free parents guide, which is a guide we created, the top 12 tips for parenting complex kids. And you know, I just realized we have another one on leadership and parenting that maybe we'll make that available. It'll be one of those two. But there are a lot of free guides and downloads on the website. So go download something and start reading the materials and get connected to the community. And then the best starting point, I would say, for anybody is that Sanity School program. And once you join the community, of course, at some point you'll be offered the program at a really discounted rate. So the first time you see that discounted rate, take advantage of it, because you'll never see it that low again. And it's an amazing way to get into the community, to get connected, to know that you're not alone. And it really doesn't matter whether you're parenting complex kids or parenting in these bizarre complex times you're on. This coach approach to parenting is good for all parents. And it's good in leadership, for management, because really the secret to what we're doing is teaching coaching skills. And you don't have to be trained and certified to become a coach. but we're teaching core competencies of coaching, which really are core competencies of leadership and core competencies of entrepreneurship and core competencies in the business world.
That's terrific. I am so excited about this. There's so many parents who are struggling and need this type of support, training, and help. And also, I think it's brilliant how you, you know, expanded your services by training other coaches to train in your philosophy and methodology. How did that go for you?
You know, it's interesting. We designed the company to be scalable. So we've always done Sanity School of group coaching and, you know, at higher volume, you know, we've been able to handle it. But I got some advice from somebody on my board of advisors who said to me, you think you've scaled your business, but you haven't, because you haven't scaled yourself. And it was like this light bulb went off. This was right near the beginning of the pandemic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I went, you're so right, because I reached a point where I was coaching too many people and I was exhausted and I was overextended and I didn't want to say no to people. And so I shifted my attention to start recruiting and mentoring and training coaches. What I did was I started with people who were already certified as coaches. So I didn't have to train them the foundation of coaching. I then trained them in my methodology, because we do have a certification program for people, because we had already been doing training for people to teach Sanity School across the world. So they weren't necessarily coach training, but to be able to teach the curriculum. And so we already had that in place, and so we were able to use that to train coaches to actually come onto a coaching bench with us. And we now have, I think, I don't know, 6 or 8 coaches who coach with us in our community, which allows me, truthfully, oftentimes to take the more complicated cases and allow them to take some of the not as stressful cases. But it also allows me to not be coaching, you know, 25, 30 people, but but to be able to have a more reasonable load and to be able to work on my business instead of in my business, to be able to give the attention to the business that it needs from me as a CEO, because I have other people coaching on our behalf. So we're hoping to move into employee assistance programs, which, you know, if anybody's listening and you know of a company that would be a good fit, we are so interested and poised and ready to move into more leveraged environments. And I'm able to do that now because I have coaches coaching for me, and I feel like I can serve my community and still continue to expand the company.
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea to offer that as a part of a corporate benefits package. I think that's a great way to support the employees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That's going
to
be
the
next level
right
there. Yeah,
I'm open to any suggestions here. Any help, any referrals, this is the next wave.
Hey, everybody listening, we have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to this show, a lot of business owners. So if you're listening, hey, plug in, get on that website, impactparents.com/Bonnie, get your free download, contact Elaine, and see how you can make it part of your corporate benefits package. So, Elaine, we're going to close up here. We're going to close up, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be on the show. You are a phenomenal lady. You're a trailblazer, and hats off to you. Excellent.
Thanks for having me, Bonnie. I really appreciate it.
You bet. And for all of you listening today, I am very, very pleased that you took the time out to listen to this podcast. You are so awesome for doing that. And I want you to come back when we have another podcast and listen to that one too. You have an inspired day. Take all this information that you learned today and forward it along to everybody that you know with complex kids. And then also, if you are a parent or a grandparent of complex children, just get plugged into the Elaine's community. This is an incredible resource for you. Obviously, she has a heart for this. And I would say God inspired. She didn't say that. That might be true. Good day to you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, From the Bottom to the Top. Please visit BonnieMalden.com to connect with us on social media, subscribe to our newsletter, and stay up to date with our programs. Have a great day as you go to the top.
We'll go from the bottom to the top.